We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Tributes are rolling in for Margaritaville singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett, who has died at the age of 76. Social media messages say he will be missed by many. His massive 1977 hit brought him legions of fans who followed his escapist lifestyle. He turned the song into an empire of resorts and restaurants worth $1 billion.
Fans loved him for the barefoot beach bum balladeer that he was. But Jimmy Buffett also had a strong work ethic, telling CBS 3 years ago.
Working seems to be the magic elixir when you are lucky enough to be an entertainer or do things that you can still do at that age.
Buffett parlayed his music into branded bars and restaurants. That beach bum dying, according to Forbes, a billionaire. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
President Biden on the way to Florida to take a look at the damage from Idalia, but he won't be meeting with governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The damage stretches into Georgia, where Idalia lingered over the state. On Friday, the governor also requested federal disaster assistance.
Damage assessments are taking longer due to, as I mentioned, Idalia taking longer to move through our state than any other state during this storm.
Amid the damage, the storm brought an unexpected sight, a flock of flamingos spotted near St. Petersburg. The birds arrived with the storm, possibly from Mexico, a rare, bright sight, as so many confront the tough reality of Idalia's aftermath.
In Chester County, Pennsylvania, police are urging people to keep their doors locked amid a search for escaped convicted murderer Danilo Cavalante, who fled prison earlier this week. He was sentenced to life for killing his ex-girlfriend. KYW radio reporter Matt Coughlin.
Authorities are saying he has family in Phoenixville. They've been notified and they are expecting the family to cooperate with their investigation. They've also notified his former girlfriend's family as well. After authorities realized he escaped this morning, they used a reverse 911 call system to notify residents living within 6 miles of the prison. Prison officials, however, are declining to release any details on how he escaped at this point.
Turning now to the friendly skies and happy trails as millions get out of town for Labor Day weekend. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
This weekend is capping what TSA reports is the busiest summer travel period on record. The most air travel passengers that have been screened by TSA in American history.
One note, Bill Richardson, the two-term Democratic governor of New Mexico, is dead at 75. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The governor of Utah wants people to learn how to disagree. Republican Spencer Cox is leading a campaign called Disagree Better. It encourages more positive approaches to politics and social discourse. Here's Alex Gonzalez.
The day after the first Republican presidential debate, Cox took to X and shared a video where he said he has found listening to understand as opposed to listening to debate is a powerful tool.
Healthy disagreement is about staying true to who we are, to the principles that we believe in, but also not attacking the person who disagrees with us.
Cox acknowledges that the United States is deeply divided and a majority of Americans are tired of the division and hyperpartisanship. According to the Pew Research Center, partisanship continues to be the dividing line in the American public's political attitudes, far surpassing other markers such as age, race, and ethnicity. Cox says the nation was created with 50 states, of which he calls laboratories of democracy. He says each state is uniquely positioned to work together and learn from one another. The Disagree Better initiative has a list of recommended strategies and tools for state and local leaders to implement in an effort to ease tensions.
Because what happens is when we're curious, when we're really trying to understand where the other person is coming from, they're much more likely to give us that same opportunity and to listen to us.
Cox says it's an important message with the 2024 presidential presidential primaries in full effect. A recent poll found that more Americans viewed neither President Joe Biden, the likely Democratic nomination, nor former President Donald Trump, the clear frontrunner for the Republican Party, in a favorable light than those who saw either of them favorably. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Powell.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm trying to see Earl, but he looked like a picnic table. What's up, Earl?
Look like a picnic table. You must have had a long weekend, man.
Huh? Look at your shirt. I need a plate.
Oh, man. Hey, you don't know style, man.
Okay, that's that old school swag.
Hey, man, that's a bad shirt, man.
Or a good picnic day. Yeah. You just messed up.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, man, I just wanted to begin by saying, man, tomorrow is Grim Reaper Day, man.
Ooh.
For 42 players for the Green Bay Packers. But every team is going to be cutting, you know, 40 players or more. And, man, I just, after watching these preseason games, Gilbert, it really, is it that big a difference between the guys who make it and the guys who don't?
Yes. Yes. And you have to understand something, Earl. From the beginning of training camp until whatever happens, that's in the back of your mind. You see what I'm saying? You do not have a relaxing day. Even on the, if they give you a day off or half a day, that's on your mind, man. You know? And for 42 other guys, it's you know. And some of them play so good you don't even know why.
Right. This is what I'm saying. I watch, but you always say, man, when it's for real, it's a lot faster.
Yeah, man.
But I watched these guys, and I told you the first preseason game I saw, Packers had all this great talent, man. They got all these cats with speed, athletic ability,
let me put this in perspective for you, okay? If you got Brett Favre at quarterback, do you know how many great quarterbacks we had to let go? Kurt Warner, Ty Detmer.
Well, come on. When you talk about great quarterbacks, don't include Ty Detmer.
Hey, Dave, yeah, man, come on. He was a starter, wasn't he?
Well, that didn't, yeah, but
go back and look at all these quarterbacks, okay, Kurt Warner.
Well, yeah, but Kurt Warner.
You trying to say he wasn't great?
No, he was. Okay, he was, but don't include Ty Detmer, man. I'm old enough to remember
Mark Brunell.
Well, Mark Brunell was a decent quarterback. He wasn't great.
Look here, man. Gilbert. Stop shooting everybody down, man. I'm trying to make a point. And here you go shooting everybody down.
I gotta
down.
Shoot cats we down that you consider ain't great.
Okay.
Good.
I'm sorry. Okay. In your class, they're probably both. But in my class, they're pretty good.
Okay.
And all these pretty good guys, Aaron Brooks, you see what I'm saying? All these good guys had to go because Brett Favre was there. They was not going to knock him off his mount. So that's why when the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door, let's put it this way also, and I was telling you when we was talking off air, in the locker room, they had an area in the back we call Tent City. You don't want to walk through Tent City, man, because they're going to take your tent down when the Grim Reaper come.
So let the people know what you mean by Tent City, man.
Tent City is like, you know, all the locker. You got to earn to get in the locker room.
Okay? In the real locker room.
In the real locker room. The real locker room where all the G's at, okay?
The OGs.
They had to put an area because there's so many guys
right.
Put lockers up, them stationary lockers. You know, because during regular season, that whole area is cleared out. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to walk through that area to go outside, you know?
Right.
So they put up all these make-believe tents or whatever we call them tents, but they was really lockers, you
right.
know what I'm saying? But, you know, just like in a tent city, you know, if the people come, they're going to knock them tents down and tell you, you got to go. This is not an area for that, you know what I'm saying? So it's an area that says not for long.
You know, man, that's a great analogy, man. You're pretty good at analogies, man.
I'm pretty good. I know I am because I love talking about your shirt.
Hey, let me ask you, man. When the Grim Reaper comes,
mm-hmm.
as is going to happen tomorrow, and all of these guys who've dedicated their lives to getting ready to play pro football, mm-hmm. and they've been the best wherever they went. They're the best yeah. college players in their
yeah.
in their
yeah.
divisions and all of yeah. that. And, man, and you start seeing probably in year two as a college player that you got a chance and people talking about you. And then, you know, you're all division, you're all this, you're all that.
Mm.
You're the best at your position in, you know, probably the college division that you're in. You're the best. And then you get to the pros.
Mm-hmm.
You've been the best, and now you're standing on the sideline. And
yeah, yeah.
And
it's like this, Earl. It's like this, man. Like I always try to tell you, when you get to the pros, you know, you might have got through in college playing against some bums or some drunks off the street, you know,
come on, man.
Or whatever, man. I mean, so some of them are, man. They got lucky and got a scholarship. But when you get to the pros, you playing against everybody's All-American. Now you got to stand up and see what you really made of. And some guys, I tell it's kind of like if we're sitting in our locker, we're going to say, you ever seen that movie Friday? Man, he gonna cry when he yep. gets in the car. He going to cry. When you know what? All joking aside, man. Grown men are crying as they're walking out.
I'm sure they are.
Because this was something that they fought for so many years.
Right.
And for some reason, either the Green Bay Packers made a mistake, because they do make mistakes. Minnesota made a mistake with me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When they make mistakes, man, or some kind of element happens, and they got to let you go, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting.
Yeah, see, but that's the point that I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, man, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it ends so abruptly.
Yeah.
You know, we just had all them cats, man, and all of that camaraderie that they get during mm-hmm. the preseason mm-hmm. and that high that they get from putting on that helmet that you talk about. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday, they got to get a helmet back.
Yeah.
And the time in Lambeau Field ends.
your helmet, your book, those free drawers and socks they gave you. They gonna get all that back.
Come on, man.
So they you can't have nothing. Give it back.
They take it all back.
Mm-hmm. All that you ain't gonna try to sneak in your bag.
but man, we're laughing, but it's not funny because
it's got to
be guys again whose dream ends.
You know, it's like this, Earl. If you're good enough, you're going to get a second chance. A lot of guys do not squander that second chance. There's some guys that sitting there, oh, I'm good, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. You know, the new athlete of the day.
Right.
You know, I deserve to be there.
I've been telling you about Emmanuel Wilson, this little running back, number 31, that's been tearing up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw any film.
He gets it, Earl. He gets what? Because he knows if the Green Bay Packers let me go, I'm going to be a featured back somewhere else. So don't y'all make that mistake. Don't y'all make that mistake and cut me. Because if you do, I'm going to really put it on you.
You know, Gilbert, he is, he's going to wind up on the, what kind of team? Yeah. What's the team on the side?
You talking about a practice squad?
Yeah.
No, he ain't going to hit. If he get cut by the Green Bay Packers, he will be on somebody's roster.
So you're telling me if they put him on the practice squad?
If the Green Bay Packers say, we're going to keep you, but we're going to put you on the practice squad, he gone.
Okay, so right now. They can't hold him. In all the things that I saw and projections of what the 53-man roster is going to be,
mm-hmm.
He ain't there because they said they're either going to go with two running backs or three. And what I read about him over the weekend was that they said that they want to put him where he can at least learn to either be on the special teams or learn more about blocking.
Yeah.
See, so they're concerned about him not being able to block.
They better quit messing with that boy and give him a position somewhere.
Well, they not if they're only going with two running backs.
There's somewhere on special teams they can use that boy. He can be a blocker or something, or even a backup punt returner or kicker, the way that boy runs.
Yeah, he runs hard.
Do not let him get away. If you put him on practice squad, he gone. Because he's making too much noise out here right now not to be seen.
Yeah, you're right about that, you know. But everything
that's the key. You got to make a lot of noise, Earl.
They've already got backup receivers, backup defensive backs and safeties, and linebackers. Mm-hmm. Just what you said, that they're putting on the special teams because they want to keep
Who makes the most impact, though, Earl, out of all of them? Him. He the impact man.
Yeah, but Gil,
all them other boys are okay, but he's the impact man. Who we talking about? We talking about any other them other clowns? No.
Listen, man, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Under the Helmets with the Grave Digger, and we are a little bit closer to Let's Get Ready to Rumble. we'll be right back.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
And I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a high of 79. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows around 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77, a mix of clouds and sun. Upper 60s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Everything around me, cream is the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Come on. Wait, Larry, let it breathe, bro. Let it breathe. Come on. You're rocking the go-to low boost. Only way
I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this. Come on. You know, it started kind of slow, Gilbert. You know, I thought somebody was in pain when it began. But it turned out to be pretty good. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. On the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And in 2 weeks, it starts for real. Gilbert, I got a quick guest who wants to make an announcement. Our own Don Brown here from WAUK. Don, go ahead.
Thanks, Earl, and good morning, Gilbert. Just a quick message to all you football fans listening that in addition to broadcasting Waukesha South football for the second year in a row, our station here, WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, is proud to be the new radio voice, the radio broadcast for Carroll University football. There's a great story going on there after several losing seasons in the new coach Mike Budashevsky era. They've had back-to-back winning seasons, and in what is arguably the toughest conference in Division III football, they Coach Buda and his Pioneers open up Saturday, September 9th, 6 p.m. It's a night game against non-conference local rivals Wisconsin Lutheran, and it's a new tradition known as the Quick Trip Glazer Bowl, and the winning team gets 100 Glazer donuts from Quick Trip sitting and a really cool trophy. It looks like one of those trophies from The Simpsons, a big glazed donut mounted there in all its glory. So, yeah, normally the games are at 1 p.m., but this one, the home opener, it's under the lights. So if you can make it, great. If not, you can catch it here on the radio or the Civic Media app or walkradio.com. And it's a really exciting story going on. If you love football, it's worth your while to catch the action.
Don and Gilbert, the thing about football, Gilbert, all those different levels, and cats who are out there at what's the name of the college?
Carroll
University.
Wisconsin's Pioneer University.
Gilbert, those cats, to them, it's football, man. Football is football, right?
Sure.
I've done different levels of it. But they get the same energy and excitement on those levels, even the high school cats, about that game, man. That game, man, is just something about it, man. You cats who played it on the highest level, special. But, man, it's special for them cats as well.
First of all, my man sounded like a game show, talk show.
I love it. Thank you, Gilbert.
He's a Michigan State alum.
We talked a few months ago. I wanted to know why a Detroit guy like yourself didn't become a Spartan, but you gave a great response. You got to play right away for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, see, I knew I liked him. He hung around. But let me tell you this, man. For those kids, man, any kind of exposure is great. Because now their mama, if they can't make the game, she can listen.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? That's the beautiful part about it, man, is that now if somebody's so far away, they can get on the airwaves now and listen to their baby play some football.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
That's awesome what y'all are doing. So keep up the good work, brother.
Yeah, there's a long – Carroll has its roots in college football. They're one of the oldest teams. And the first forward pass – was thrown at a Carroll University game. It was by its opponent, Washington University, but it was here in Waukesha, Carroll.
I bet you Earl was in the stands, too.
Well, I didn't want to say that, man. But
Come on.
With that pink shirt on.
So listen, Gilbert. So for people who didn't know, who didn't see it, there's a guy who is wearing the Gilbert Brown jersey. And I asked you about him 2 weeks ago.
I said, hey, man,
who is that cat? I thought they had retired your jersey.
Man, I wish.
But
if they retired my jersey, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, Earl.
Leroy Butler is a Hall of Famer, and I saw somebody wearing his jersey.
Yeah, that's something that's very prestigious to them. They do not just retire anybody's jersey. But as you see, ain't nobody walking around wearing number 4. Ain't 15, nobody walking around
15.
Wearing number 92.
Yeah, number 15.
Bart you got to be a notorious bad man for them to just take your jersey.
Paul Horney.
And eventually, I think they're going to do Leroy like that because Leroy deserved it.
Yeah. Anyway, man, T.J. Slayton is a guy who they're going to be talking about. They're already talking about him.
Grave Digger 2.0, baby.
Wait a minute, man.
He brought out the shovel.
You don't want to go too far with that, do you?
It's been a lot of guys. It was a guy before him, maybe a couple years back. His last name was Gilbert, and he wore 93.
You projecting this cat to be Gilbert Brown Jr.? Because he did the Gravedigger move. Is that what it is?
Not yet, but he a bad man, though.
Yeah, because he did the Gravedigger move.
Ain't nobody better than Kenny Clark, though.
Yeah, but
your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Billionaire Jimmy Buffett of Margaritaville fame is dead at the age of 76. Social media posts say he died peacefully, surrounded by family and friends. Pop culture professor Robert Thompson at Syracuse.
Margaritaville has transcended being just a song. Margaritaville became the anthem of an entire lifestyle, a state of mind.
President Biden has landed in Florida to survey the damage from Hurricane Idalia, but a meeting with Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is not on the agenda.
I don't think he's going to be there. We're going to take care of Florida.
That escaped convicted murderer in Chester County has been spotted in a residential area near the prison.
Do not approach him. Instead, call 911. Again, police there in Chester County are urging you to stay in your home and lock your doors and your car.
KYW-TV's Yuki Washington, CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee. Only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. And it's like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You remember this song, girl? You remember this? Come on. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Shut them down. Open up shop.
His name.
DMX? Who you talking about?
DMX, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna remember it probably by Friday. I would have remembered it. But thanks for bringing it to my attention. Welcome back. Time to help me with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Gilbert, we talk a lot about football, and that's really, you know, the meat and potatoes of our conversation. But there's a reason that we call it Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, because we can talk about many other issues and many other things. And we both agree that we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the horrible incident that occurred in Leroy Butler's hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, over the weekend where a wayward young man walked into a Dollar Tree store in with an AR-15 and intentionally killed three black patrons. Your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I was looking at it, man, and they said that he was really targeting HBCU college,
right,
but couldn't get in.
Right.
So he went to the next place, which probably had more folks over there at the time. So I don't know if school's in session or not, but it hits home to me because my son goes to an HBCU. And you can't wrap your head around this, man. I mean, this world we live in, it makes you just try to, I mean, you just can't understand people these days.
Right.
I don't know why they got so much hatred in their heart to go take somebody's life. Politics ain't worth taking somebody's life, man. Just being hateful and all that other stuff is not worth taking somebody's life, man. I don't know.
You know, Gilbert, today, for people who may not know it, it's 60 years after the March on Washington. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and all of those people who marched on the Capitol in some of the greatest words ever spoken in this nation by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King were spoken. And here 60 years later, there's still people who unfortunately are wayward and misled. And you know, Gilbert, you can be wayward and misled, and that's all right. But when you're wayward and misled and you have your hands on a killing stick, that's a whole different story, right?
It is, man. I mean, God, dog. I mean, who wakes up this morning and say, I'm going to go kill black folks? I mean, come on, man. Come on. You know, why? What did this beautiful human being do to you to make you want to hate them?
Well, it's not the individual. The individual just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. This guy had decided ahead of time. You know, we live in a time, Gilbert, where unfortunately that hatred is manifesting itself more and it's outward now. It used to be a time when that was done in the dark, but now people do it in the light. And, you know, only through the grace of God was it only three. He certainly, with the kind of weapon that he had, he could have killed a lot more. But again, the police arrived at the right time as he was trying to leave and you know, forced him to barricade himself in the store where he couldn't get out. And so I guess once he, because initially his plan was to leave the store, and I'm sure once he had killed three, he would have killed even more. But the police were there, and they made the difference, all the difference in the world, and forced him to barricade himself inside of that store, and he eventually took his own life. But, you know, Gilbert, you know, you and I talk a lot. I know the size of your heart and how much you love people and are connected to people, and you and I have that in common. And you just can't comprehend, you know, why people can be so hateful. But they do exist, and, you know, we've got to figure out a way in this country to get beyond all of the differences that we have. A human being is a human being, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. I think, and you got to commend those police officers too, man, because they can lose their life coming to save somebody they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about, you know, that all this kind of bad rap and everybody pointing fingers at this, that, and the other. But those people, the ambulance people, the police people, whoever, run to save your life. That's what you got to commend.
You know, Gilbert, and I take my hat off to you. You travel this state, all over the state, in places where sometimes people don't even see a person of color. But you travel all over the state, man. And so what do you see? What do you find?
I find different people, man. I found different walks of life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes it's political people in the crowd, you know. But that's the beautiful thing about football. They're getting along. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? You can have a Democrat and a Republican sitting right next to each other cheering their favorite team on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, man. See, they, you know, sports and football, baseball, basketball, for 3 hours or however hours that is that they watching it, they getting along. Ain't that crazy?
You know, man, that's, and really, Gilbert, that's the beauty of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because for that period of time, everybody is on one accord because mm-hmm. they're supporting their team, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's thinking anything else other than their team. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always say sports does play a major role in the society. And there are people who want to minimize it. But, but you know, those are people who don't understand, right?
No. They don't get that fever. They don't get that fever.
You hear people say, well, it's only a game. But they don't. They really don't not. Understand.
It's a way. It's a way of life, Earl. I mean, the tragic things that happen in this world. You know, sometimes sports bring everybody back to the normal place, and through all the rough times. You know, well, it makes somebody smile.
Well, see, there's no question that in Jacksonville, Florida, it's going to be a tough road back after the situation.
Yes.
But I guarantee you, when the football season start, during the football games in those times, nobody's going to be thinking about any of that. Right?
Of course, you're going to have a heavy heart, but you need something to keep your mind off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something to take you away for a couple of hours. Of course, when them couple of hours are over, it's going to come back.
Right.
Especially if that's a loved one. You know what I'm saying? So it never goes away, but it gives you a break from the real life stuff. And like I say, man, I just want people to love each other and not do that crazy stuff, because I just can't imagine these young folks taking young folks' lives.
Well, see, Gilbert, all it takes is one person with a killing stick, and that's why you got to make sure everybody don't have access to a killing stick, right? You can feel whatever way you want to feel about people and about things, but when you have access to a killing stick, you can act on it, right? If you don't have access to that killing stick, man, you can feel whichever way you want to feel, but when you act upon it, and you can get easy access to, again, that automatic weapon, that's what the debate and arguments have been about all the time.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, I've not been with a family that goes out hunting, and I live in Detroit, man. You know, we don't go out and hunt
and do all that crazy stuff, man.
You know, so all I know is that you have to be responsible with your weapons. And for the most part, people are, you know, but you got some people that are not, you know, and that's the people we got to find.
Yeah, it's no question, man. And so I thought some prayers go out to the people of Jacksonville, Florida, as well.
Old city.
As my thoughts and prayers go out to people in Detroit and Milwaukee who suffer that same kind of thing every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just have to get beyond hatred. And
absolutely, Earl.
And, you know, it's not an easy thing to do, but we must get beyond that. You know, give us. I want to talk, man, because we haven't done this. about your time when you were with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, man. Listen, man. You know, the Vikings, they've always been one of my favorite teams.
Have they?
Yeah, man. You didn't know that?
First you said it was Detroit. Now you're saying Detroit, these bums the Vikings, up in Minnesota.
The Vikings. Ever since the Purple People Eaters. You don't remember them, right?
No. I'm trying not to. Or the friend to talk whatever his name
Tarkington,
was.
Tarkington, man. But Carl Eller, Alan Page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and those
great
guys.
Great human beings, though. They are great human beings.
Oh, you got to meet those guys.
Yes, they're good guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Alan Page became a judge.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been a judge for all those years. But man, as a young boy, watching the Purple People Eaters, well, man, it was just amazing. So when you
we ain't gonna talk about that on my show.
So when you wound up being drafted by Minnesota, what round?
Third round, 79th pick.
Hey, man, that's pretty good, 79th pick.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got drafted at the time. How long did you stay?
I stayed all the way up to the first week of the first game. What happened was, running back got hurt, and they wanted to keep him on the 58-man roster, so they had to make room for another running back until the other guy got healthy because they didn't want to put him on IR. So they chose me to go back to the room and be on the practice squad for a week or two, and 10 minutes into my drive, I was a Green Bay Packer going home.
So listen to this, man. They had a 58-man roster back then.
Yes.
They're so cheap and so in love with money that they cut the roster down to 53 today. Mm-hmm. If ever they needed a 58-man roster, it's now, right?
Yeah. That's them owners, man. They rule the world. they rule the world. I keep telling you.
Yeah.
One day you're gonna figure it out.
They rule the football world.
They rule the football world.
Yeah,
because not the dude that's what's the commissioner name?
Goodell.
Goodell. He don't.
So what it says to me, Gilbert, is those five extra players.
Mm-hmm.
Are going to be towards the end. They're not going to be making a whole lot of money anyway, so they're not exactly saving a whole lot of money.
Making practice squad money.
Yeah, on the roster, right?
But they are available to all 32 teams. Just as soon as you put them on the practice squad, they're available to all 32 teams.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. What's your thoughts? We'll be right back.
So to the next time you hear this dog rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting in crime. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, AutoGlass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, AutoGlass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local AutoGlass Now today for full details.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. They're about to put the live ammunition in the barrels, and I'll tell you something. I watched Aaron Rodgers on Saturday.
You did?
Yeah, and what I noticed was if you put some real pressure on him,
mm-hmm.
One of the attributes that made Aaron Rodgers so great was his ability to run, Gilbert. You mm-hmm. know, as a young guy, he could get out of the way. He could get around in. He could cause havoc because of his legs. But I saw signs of Aaron Rodgers in his last year with the Packers last year when he just couldn't get away. And cats would put some pressure on him, and they'd make him, you know, throw the ball any kind of way he could to just, cause y'all will leave a quarterback alone if he just get rid of that ball, right?
Not necessarily.
But they got laws.
They got new rules yeah. now that we're supposed to leave him alone.
So that's why you see him sometimes just throw it out of bounds, underhanded, anything. Mm-hmm. To make sure.
Sometimes it become a hot potato. Yep. Get it out your hands, man.
And I saw him, you know, they got after him. And he mm-hmm. couldn't get away. Mm-hmm. And he underhanded it out of bounds, you know. He did that a couple mm-hmm. times. And mm-hmm. all I could think about was, hey, man, he is 39. Mm-hmm. And then you see Love. Because I watched that game. And he's that youth man. Those young legs do make a difference, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Father Time is undefeated, as they say. You know what I'm saying? So, and there's another saying where they say, fatigue make cowards of us all. You know what yeah, I mean? But there's also a say, if you still got that ball, get rid of it, fool, before we hit you with it.
So one time Rodgers couldn't quite get rid of it fast enough, and mm-hmm. they treated him like a Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
And all I could think about was that was his first preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he hadn't been really hit because they've been protecting him.
Yeah.
And they put one of those, they put something on him, right?
Yeah. You can't protect him in the games now. You're going to get hit regardless. You know, you're going to get hit.
Yeah. And all I thought, man, was okay. So here we are, all the talk about Love and Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's no point in talking about Rodgers anymore in Green Bay, is it?
No. Well, he's gone. He's the next. We done flipped the page to the next chapter, man. And now, game one, when it's really live, that boy gonna get some respect. Number 10 is gonna get some respect. I'm telling you. I've been hyping on this boy and hype. He gonna make mistakes, but he gonna get his respect first game. Mark my words.
You know what I noticed about him is he's got a strong arm, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he throws a beautiful ball. He throws a ball similar to Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. He had a good teacher. All them years he sat down, he watched, he studied, he did his stuff. He did his due diligence, as they say. Now you're about to see it. So all them people, the naysayers that was hitting him before he started throwing his ball at training camp, you're going to see that this kid can play some football. Guaranteed.
Well,
him is just dude.
I mean, they didn't keep him and invest all of that in him.
If they didn't see something.
If they didn't see something. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. CJ, yeah, what's going on? Quickly.
Thank you, gentlemen. I said the first time I talked to you both, this guy's going to be incredible, just the way Rodgers watched Favre and learned. Jordan Love watched Aaron Rodgers and learned, and he's going to be amazing. So I can't wait. You heard it from me first, Earl.
Tell him, CJ. Tell him.
Love your show.
All right, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. But Gilbert, it's now time, right?
It's now or never. Put up or shut up.
What do you say? The love train. Riding the love
all
train.
Aboard
all
aboard
the love all train. All above the love train. He's here. He's ready. And, you know, we're going to see, man. You know, playing a couple downs is a lot different than playing a whole game, right?
Right,
His body has to get used to being hit over an entire game and over an entire season, man.
It's good that we playing the Chicago Bears because they don't like us.
The Bears?
No, they don't like us, and we don't like them. So they're gonna try to put some fire on Love. They're gonna try to hit him and rattle him and shake him up.
Hey, Earth to Gilbert. They're not gonna try to put. They are gonna put some on him.
No, they ain't gonna. We got some hogs up front. They probably gonna tell us to say, man, you ain't touching our quarterback.
Yeah. Well, the Packers do have a great offensive line, man.
I wouldn't say great, but they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's all about that defense we unleash on them.
Yeah. It's safe to say they got a great defense, right?
We got a good defense. I ain't going to say great yet. We got a good defense. But
so here's what I understand.
They got a good quarterback on the other side, Justin Fields, that can run all over the place.
You don't want to refer to the Packers defense as great, but you refer to Ty Detmer as great. I don't understand that.
Because that's past tense.
I'm just trying to follow your train of thought.
They got to get a few games in before you can call anybody great to see what they got.
I know, but you called Ty Detmer great.
Because it was past tense. He played.
Oh, okay.
He was a starting quarterback.
Okay.
We call great quarterbacks. You know what? Ty Detmer going to come up there and slap Tate out there, man. Because you killing him on the radio. Hey, get him, Ty. Just get him, man.
Hey man, we got to run.
I ain't going to even save you either.
We got to run, man. So as we prepare for opening day, man, I can't wait to that Monday after opening day, man. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're going to beat them Bears.
Under the helmet with the grave digger. As always, good talking to you, man.
Good talking to you,
Have
Earl.
Another great
good
week.
Good job, Calvin.
Hey, we'll talk soon.
Good job. Tell Sadie, say what's up, man.
All right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back with Under the Helmet. Oh, we'll be right back with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Working Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.